This hilltop planting here is to stop recharge, high recharge area.
And the Climate Champion, there's an order of about 34, 36 of them select across Australia. All of them are farmers who are seen as good, engaging people in their local areas. And their duty and responsibility is to provide an interface between government agencies, Bureau of Met, research centres and farming bodies and that which they're involved with, and of course with their rank and file farming colleagues, so that there's two-way flow of information and ideas about issues relating to the climate, which of course is the vital factor in agricultural production in Australia. I've done what's called trend analysis of our rainfall records over 35 years, and the most telling thing is that we've lost just on 100 millimetres of rainfall in the autumn period, and that is, for this area, I regard as very, very important to set yourself up for winter, because with the cold temperatures we have in winter, you don't get much growth even if you then do have rain. But even though we've lost the best part of 100 millimetres in autumn period, it's somewhat ironically that we've gained that, in inverted commas, in late spring, November, December, January, February period, that we've got a far more agriculturally inferior rainfall pattern for this area and the native pastures we have than what we had in the 1980s. And then we came here, like this is it was a pretty rundown farm. And
I'm with wool grower and climate champion John Ive. We're just making our way now over to a paddock, which John is really keen to show me. That's because he's got a photograph in his hand. We're just stopping now and he's holding it up. That photo was taken from exactly the same spot that we stand in now, more than 35 years ago. And the difference between what was captured in that photo and the landscape we're looking at now is incredible. In the photo, there are barely any trees. It's pretty flat, and there's a long dry gully running through the land. John has just called it a bit of a moonscape. What I can see in front of me now, though, is contours in the land or banks. That obviously would slow any water runoff and would help to fill the gullies and the dams. The other thing, though, is the absolute abundance of trees here now, because John and his family have planted thousands of them over the years.
We had to water the trees for about 26 weeks, and without having access through it, would have been far more difficult to...
We've planted ourselves the order of 30,000 trees, but we estimate we've got in excess of over 200,000 trees by actually utilising conditions around the variable weather we've had to bring about conditions for a natural regeneration on our ridgelines, and that the ridgelines are never going to be productive land. However, they run the risk of providing high, deep drainage into the landscape, which then provides a hydraulic head that forces out saline water on the flats. That's what we used to have. But now with these trees established on the ridges, we've got these trees established very easily, very cheaply, and they've turned off the recharge tap to enable us to recover the potential value of the flats.
I'm pretty exhausted just thinking about all that. How on earth have you made all of it happen?
We've refenced the whole place. It had originally 9 paddocks set on a more or less a checkerboard system. We now have something in the order of 58 paddocks, all based on soil and landscape characteristics like slope aspect, soil depth, that type of thing. Then ensuring we have a grazing management plan that keeps reasonable ground cover. Our stock carrying capacity has increased dramatically over the years. The quality of the product we turn off is now far, far better than what we were able to 35 years ago. We've had over 2,000 visitors a year come here at times. And one thing I try to encourage when we do have people coming is that they don't take what we've done like a rote learning exercise and go and just seek to apply it directly on their place, because all places are different and you need to understand and appreciate the system in your particular landscape and then come up with a system that is compatible and enhances that system for your own production values but also the broader environmental values.